Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2197, recorded on Thursday, the 17th of November 2022. Your readers today on part one are myself, Don Cleaver,
and Alison Applin.
You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765365 with your views, news and comments. We always love to hear from listeners. We're delighted this week to welcome two new listeners, Mr. Cyril Crane and Mrs. Margaret Kenning. We hope you both will enjoy the weekly Chatterbox and all our regular recordings. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several messages to the newspaper, information desk and two features. Sunday the 13th of November was Remembrance Day, and the first feature is the story of the last man in Norfolk's 448 bomb group to die as a direct result of the Second World War. The second feature is about a Nobel Prize winner who is coming to Norwich next year. We will now start on the news. So here's Alison to introduce the first five stories.
Road improvements, or alleged improvements, have featured frequently in the news this week. The daytime closure of Exchange Street in the centre of the city has been ignored by many drivers and has been the scene of pedestrian protests. The controversial so-called improvements at St Stephen Street will now be the subject of a value for money inquiry. There are new roadworks planned to help pedestrians and cyclists on Newmarket Road. A road in Salhouse has been closed yet again due to flooding. On Saturday the 12th, Norwich City lost at home after initially leading Middlesbrough. We'll hear shortly that at least one evening newsreader wasn't impressed. But here's Don with the first of the road stories.
Drivers are still motoring down Exchange Street in the city centre, despite a ban on cars. This week, the route alongside Gerald has seen further disruption, with cars aggressively honking lorries which were unloading. It comes after Norwich woman Lucy Hall, 66, acted as a human bollard in the street to protest drivers, flouting pedestrianisation rules before being removed by the police. This week, a series of at least seven bright yellow signs detailing the Exchange Street closure to vehicles has popped up in the city on the run-up to the closed road. But even this latest measure can't stop vehicles from trundling down. Green County Councillor Paul Neal claims there will soon be marshals funded by the County Council to monitor the situation down Exchange Street and enforce the restrictions to access.
The multi-million pound revamp of roads in Norwich, including the £6.1 million St Stephen Street shake-up, is to be investigated by a government-appointed organisation. Amid criticism of the work which was done on St Stephen Street, Norfolk County Council has confirmed that an external agency will explore whether that and other schemes around the city were value for money. The St Stephen Street work, which saw disruption in one of Norwich's main shopping streets from January until October, was one of a number of schemes the County Council was awarded £32 million to do through the government's Transforming Cities scheme. The St Stephen's work includes new sawtooth bus parking bays, wider pavements, crossing points and seating, although a delay means bus stop shelters won't be put in until the new year.
Changes to one of the city's busiest roads have been announced by the County Council. The proposed scheme would affect two junctions and a roundabout on Newmarket Road, a key route to the southwest of Norwich. It is part of the multi-million pound Transport for Norwich scheme. The County Council is asking for the public to have their say on the plans, people can comment at the council's website until December the 1st.
Villagers have highlighted their fears over new homes being built near a road that has been closed again because of flooding. The road running under the bridge in Station Road has been closed next to Salhouse Station for the past couple of weeks. It has prompted concerns among homeowners nearby, as Taylor Wimpey's North Rackheath master plan could see up to 3,850 new homes built on land north of Green Lane West. Peter Boddy, who lives just off Station Road, once put a canoe through the water under the bridge when it flooded in January 2013. He said new homes will make the flooding even worse, as a lot of water will come off the new estate and flood the road even more.
Prior to Norwich City's game with Rotherham, Dean Smith set his team a clear target before the World Cup break. In the next two games, we have to pick up at least 4 points, if not 6, was his message before the trip to the New York Stadium. Norwich ended that block of two games with 3. That sums up this Norwich group at present: inconsistent, underperforming, and flattering to deceive. In many ways, Saturday's defeat epitomised where they find themselves, performing in short bursts and unable to sustain their best spells within matches. Whether or not they emerge as victors in matches depends largely on how profitable they are during their burst within games. Then comes the inevitable dip in performance. When that collapse arrives, it proves difficult to arrest. Norwich lose all sense of control and game plan. Their inconstituency is threatening to hemorrhage their automatic promotion charge. It doesn't currently feel or look like a group capable of mounting a challenge. By the end of the contest on Saturday, one side looked to possess upward mobility and the other felt like it was clutching onto its place on the top 6 by its fingernails.